Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially with a chance to bring our good friend Scott Arno back on the show. Scott's a longtime member of our Brain Trust Information Security Consultant with The Security Advocate. He is The Security Advocate and Vice President, also Soho Solutions. And he's an attorney as well, and that makes him uniquely qualified to help people like you and me with what we're dealing with out here in this wild cyberspace. Right, Scott? Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be here, Jim. Thank you.
It's the wild, wild west of cyberspace, isn't it?
It can sure feel that way sometimes.
So what are you running into? What are you seeing out there these days?
Well, you know, there was a recent study that came out just this past week, which it's one of those things where it went under the radar for normal news because most people wouldn't have understood what the results
right.
meant. But for, I guess you could say, nerds like myself, I read it and went, wow! And I realized not everyone had that reaction, so I thought it would be great if we just sort of touch upon it.
Right.
It's from a company called Light Cyber, and what they were studying was how attacks happen once the bad guys have actually gotten inside your network. So that's not them breaking in. So effectively, they're inside the outer walls already, and they're inside your castle moving around.
Hmm.
Typically, there are what are called network monitoring tools, which are sort of keeping an eye on the assorted traffic moving around your network. And what they'll do is they'll analyze this stuff, and they use different methods to do it. One of the most popular is something called a signature detection. In plain English, what that is when a sample of malicious software, also known as malware, is found, what will happen is the security vendor will take that, they'll use a little sample of it, and they'll upload it to their antivirus system or what's called an intrusion detection system, and they'll search for that type of malware moving through the system. And when they find it, they either alert you or they block you, depending on what type of product you're talking about here. Now, a problem with this. What this study found was that attackers moving in through the network, once they're inside, they're not using malware. They're using what you would call normal IT or networking tools.
Basically, so slow down just a minute.
Yeah, I know this can be confusing.
No. I want to make sure we got this straight. You're saying that there could already be, we're sitting here thinking that we're clean and that we're protected. We got our shields up,
mm-hmm.
and we're behind our shields, safe and sound and cozy like a bug in the rug. You're saying there may already be somebody inside of our system that for the moment is behaving themselves.
Well, it's not so much that they're behaving themselves, but the tools they're using are not tools that would arouse suspicion.
That's my point. They're behaving themselves on the surface, meaning they're not letting us know, but they're actually there, and are they being disruptive quietly, or are they waiting to be disruptive?
Well, here's the trick. They're actually doing weird things in your network, but they're using basically good guy stuff to do it.
Right.
So something like a program called Nmap, which is used to basically look at a network and see what's on it and what everything in that network is doing. The thing is, your people, the good folks, can use that, and that's part of their work. The thing is, the bad guys are using that too, and they're using it to analyze the network before they steal stuff from it. And because they're using a tool that the good guys use, this signature-based detection, isn't going to catch it. There's another type of internal monitoring stuff, which is behavioral-based. It's looking for anomalies. Basically, what that will do is you set it up, and it gets sort of an idea of what normal looks like for your company's network. And once it gets an idea of what normal looks like, then if it sees something weird, like let's say 3 in the morning, a whole lot of data is moving out, or this one particular server, there's been 50 login attempts that haven't worked, that will be noted because it's weird. And that is actually what you want to focus on.
So again, is there something that the average small business out there with a network could? How do we find it? Can we buy that capability off the shelf? Do we have to hire a brainiac like you and come in and fix it? What do we got to do?
Well, in effect, what will happen, and actually my concern here for your listeners, is that you know, you're going to deal with security vendors, and a lot of them are there to sell stuff. Yeah, some of the stuff right. can be protective, some not as much. Now, if they have a product that's focused on this signature detection, they're still going to tell you how awesome it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, now we're such a big threat. You've got to have this stuff in your network. That's good for something breaking in.
Right.
So that type of approach is good for antivirus.
What do you do when they're already in?
Exactly. And that's where you need something that's,
so that's
behavior or anomaly based.
When you're buying a service or a consultant or mm-hmm. a product, ask them, what do we do? What are you going to do for me if they're already inside?
What's the approach this particular product is taking? Two where you'll run across this a lot that are very popular mm-hmm. things are called intrusion detection systems and intrusion protection systems.
Okay.
Those both work inside a network, and if they're signature-based, they're not really going to work, and you wind up spending a lot of money to protect your network that's not protecting it. Obviously, if anyone needs help with this, I'm happy to help, of course.
Absolutely, he will, folks. Scott Arno, and I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.